Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Grillo and Montanaro are producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Mike McCann, the best voice in update history. We'll have another update here in about 27 minutes. You have the Warriors now coming back. I called it over the game at halftime. Portland has dropped 10 points in the third quarter with a little under two remaining. Warriors now lead 77-76. They've given up only 10. Didn't I say you had to play some defense to win? Now the Blazers are up about a minute and a half to go in the third. And Warriors just got some wing. Curry's heating up again. When they get it going and they're throwing Curry and Clay, and then you go out and guard them and Draymond's cutting to the hoop, Draymond can bring the ball up. They don't need, I'm being honest, they do not need Durant and Cousins. They don't. You know, Michael had Scotty, and, you know, Kukoc at the height of his career, talking about Tony Kukoc. You don't need five guys. You don't have five basketballs. You know, the one thing about Zion and the lottery getting all out of whack and Zion going to New Orleans is, what if Davis, because who's going to want to trade for a whiny guy? You know, your question is, if you're the Knicks, you don't have anything to give up, do you? Well, what do you have to give up? I mean, do you... You know, you're the Lakers, you give that four pick, they got some good young talent. You get AD and LeBron, but again, the ball, you need two basketballs there. They don't complement each other. Yeah, Davis with his exit there, and that's all, folks, and everything in New Orleans and Zion, even though he was bummed out, he wanted to go to New York, he hasn't signed a shoe deal, I think. You know, he hadn't signed with an agent, he's not going back to Duke. But he was waiting on that based on whether he went to New York, because that ups the ante. You don't want to sign a shoe deal low money, and you go to the number one market in America. It's probably worth 50 more million, at least, on a shoe deal. New Orleans is not a big TV market. But LeBron played in Cleveland. That's not a monster TV market. So I'm looking at the Lakers, and I'm wondering this offseason, if they don't make a monster move. Durant's not playing with LeBron. Durant wants to rock in isolation. That's what LeBron wants. I don't think Davis is the type of player. Clay's not going to leave. If you're Golden State and you're watching what's happening right now, why are you going to get rid of Clay or not pay him? Why? Why? No, you don't want KD. And there's been talk that KD and Steph, and it's obvious. Look at Steph now. Towards the end of the third, they're back up 81-79. He has 23. Draymond has 18. Klay has 17. Hello. Big three. McCollum. Dame has 12. McCollum has 12. I'm telling you, when they're on, they're just amazing. They've outscored, with 30 seconds left in the third, the Blazers in Portland, 29-13. Because they know they want to go get that game three. And I thought it looked like, which I told you during the first half, they were mailing it in and, yeah, we'll try and get a split. They don't want to give the Blazers any air. It's only a three-point game, 82-79, with about 8 seconds to go in the third. McCann will keep you updated on that, so will I, throughout this broadcast. And with the NBA playoffs, with the PGA championship, also I had somebody on Twitter, which you can tweet us 24/7 at Saturday Huge, mention that WWE Money in the Bank, which is a huge pay-per-view event, is happening on Sunday in Hartford, Connecticut at 7 o'clock. It's going to last like 4 hours, so that will go right through the final episode of Game of Thrones. So I'm asking you, the sports fans, listening across the U.S. and Canada, all around the world on XM, Sirius, Channel 206, and CBSSportsRadio.com, and on the CBS Sports app, what's more important to you this weekend? The final episode of Game of Thrones Sunday night on HBO, the NBA playoffs, the PGA championship, the Stanley Cup playoffs, and the only series left right now before the Stanley Cup final will be St. Louis and San Jose tied at 2 games apiece. You now have that WWE Money in the Bank on Sunday night in Hartford. And you have your local baseball teams at the major league level. So what's the most important thing to you this weekend, either in the world of sports, the Game of Thrones final episode, compared to all the offerings, including that WWE Money in the Bank, where I'm looking at CBSSports.com and they have the predictions, the matches, the card, and everything you need for that pay-per-view event? That's an interesting question. I'm just seeing where Game of Thrones ranks with the sports fans listening right now across the U.S. and Canada. I'm also getting a lot of Canadian feedback at Saturday Huge that people say I build up Toronto too much. Am I missing something? Is Toronto hated? Is Toronto like the New York City in Canada? Where I know we have listeners in Calgary and Vancouver and Nova Scotia. I'm trying to think, over the 4+ years of doing this show, we've had so many calls from all across Canada. London, Ontario. I mean, I'm just thinking of calls I remember. Edmonton, I think. Calgary. Vancouver. Is Toronto like the hated city? Some Canadians fill me in at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. If you want to join us on air, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Jimmy in Minneapolis, thanks for holding on. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. First of all, I need to shout out to my Minnesota Twins. They have been in autopilot and just killing it with the long ball. So it's been really fun to watch baseball. It's definitely a different feeling in Minnesota for a sports fan. But this playoff hockey has been edge of your seat, unbelievable, must-watch sports if you are a sports fan. I mean, Game of Thrones, it's great. Everybody has built up the hype for the 18 months that we've been on hold. Unfortunately, it's felt very predictable. And even going into tomorrow, I have a prediction for that, if you're willing to hear it.
Yes.
All right. I got that look from that dragon at Jon Snow. And I don't think that dragon wants anything to do with Jon Snow. I think he recognizes that power, and I think there might be a little turn of events or feelings between that dragon, if not a mutual, you guys fight it out, I'm going to take off, and I don't want anything to do with Jon Snow. And if that episode doesn't end with Jon Snow beheading the queen like his dad did his uncle that we come to learn did with that that child ending that first season or the first episode, then they've done us no justice in waiting this long for that. But the playoff hockey, though, that's got to trump it. So I've got to watch it after everybody's reactions. I got to stay off social media because this playoff hockey between the Blues and San Jose is just unbelievable. So entertaining, so much fun to watch in it. I really hope Thornton gets a chance to raise that cup like the previous greats and legends that had to wait so long, the Borks. And there's just so many storylines, so many fun facts and features that come with playoff hockey. I just don't know how you can't be a fan.
Thank you, Jimmy. Great call, Minneapolis. And go Twins. I said earlier in breaking down baseball with the Astros fan that, and I think the Twins are the surprise story. Well, and also Tampa Bay, when you look at Major League Baseball early on. And the spoiler thing, hey, this is to everybody out there. All right, if you're going to be lazy and not follow a series, then don't listen. Turn off your radio. Turn off your Twitter. Don't go on Facebook. All right? People want to discuss this. And how the series will end. You can give your best guess to throw that out there. I remember the way Sopranos ended. I always thought it ended that there would be a movie. There was talk there'd be a Sopranos movie. In this final season is getting ripped because you know it's ending and you've been watching it since April 2011 and it's just not going to be good enough for you. And I thought last week's episode was amazing. I thought Aaron Rodgers, wow, that guy picked the wrong career. If you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Dennis in Ontario, Canada. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Dennis?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
Not bad, brother. How are you?
It's a great Saturday night.
Today? I think I'm all right, man. I'm all right. Sorry, you got my name wrong. That's why I was thrown off a little bit. It's Harry. It's Harry from Mississauga, but that's okay.
Harry and Dennis, you know what? Grillo and Montanaro, yeah, so close. It's so close.
It's so close, man. I'm sure everybody gets your name wrong, too, sometimes, right?
Yeah, they do. It's Brad. I get Bobby, but it's Bill.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to talk to you, man. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
My Leafs suck. My Raptors suck. The Jays suck. Toronto isn't doing well, but I still love them all. You know, as far as the rest of the country goes, I think it's just jealousy. Unfortunately, I love Edmonton, Calgary, and all those places, but we don't get the same love out here, you know?
So Toronto's the most hated city by the rest of Canada. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that we are. And I think it comes from some of us being smug, I guess, or confident, but... Yeah, we don't seem to get a good name.
All right, well, thank you. And what's more important this weekend in sports to you there in Ontario?
To me, honestly, it's going to be the Raptors, of course. We don't have any more Leafs in it. I'm a huge hockey fan, hockey over anything, but got to go with the Raptors. Go, Rap, go, and let's hope Kawhi stays and everything works out for us.
All right, well, thank you, Harry and Mississauga. Is that what he said? Thank you. How do you say the city? Mississauga.
Mississauga.
Mississauga. Okay. Well, yeah. M-I-S-S. Yeah, it's like our M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, the American version. Mississauga. Thank you so much.
Take care, brother. Take care.
Harry and Mississauga. That's nice. Hey, welcome to Bill with Canadian Geography, live on CBS Sports Radio. Harry in Toronto. Also listening on AM 590, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Harry? Oh, that was Harry. So we lost Dennis. Oh, well, let's bring Dennis in before we get to a break. How you doing, Dennis?
Good. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing good. We got our Dennises and our Harrys mixed up. Can't do that.
I was starting to talk on the phone when you're saying Dennis, and... You weren't answering back, and then I heard this other gentleman talk, and I go, oh, man.
It's a busy night. Grillo and Montanaro are doing a great job back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. So, well, what's on your mind, my friend?
Well, you're asking about Game of Thrones, what you're going to watch tomorrow night. So I've actually read all the books of Game of Thrones.
How are the books compared to what you've watched on television since 2011?
So the books are... The books ended when have you watched all of Game of Thrones? I imagine you have.
Yes, I have.
So the books end. You remember when Arya goes to the place with the people with no eyes and faces?
Yes,
that's where the books end.
Yeah, and then they've created the scripts to keep it going. And I think after the ending of this series, they're going to do a prequel to Game of Thrones for TV only, right?
Well, yeah, about the Targaryens, about their murdering your old kids and them sleeping with each other. I don't mean to be rude, but basically that's all it was in the beginning.
Okay. Well, maybe I won't lock in on that.
No, but because there's... Well, anyways, I could talk about the books. I read them, and that's... Anyways, I'm watching the Raptors. That's plain and simple.
It's our so the Raptors are more important than the final episode of Game of Thrones. You're just going to hit the DVR, right?
Correct. Because it's live sports. You can't beat live sports.
You can. A must-win situation for Toronto. Thank you, Dennis, in Ontario. You want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. Thank you, Dennis, for listening. 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Grillo and Montanaro are producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Mike McCann will have another update here in less than 7 minutes. Warriors were down big at halftime. 66-53. They now lead 90-84. 7:09 to go in that game in Portland. They're up 2-0 in the best of seven Western Conference final. Toronto and Milwaukee on Sunday night, 7 p.m. with the Bucks up 2-0. Must-win situation for the Raptors in Toronto. And with the NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, you had War to Will win the Preakness, or Pimlico today, right? You have the Brooks Koepka Invitational at Bethpage Black and the PGA Championship final round coming up on Sunday. You have some great baseball series, Houston and the Red Sox. And you have the final Game of Thrones episode on Sunday night. What's more important to you personally? Not your city, not your family, to you personally. Game of Thrones episode Sunday night. PGA Championship, NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, WWE pay-per-view Sunday night, Money in the Bank in Hartford. Your local Major League Baseball team. I'm just curious from the sports audience where Game of Thrones ranks with you. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Noel in Toronto, listening on AM 590. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good night, Bill. What's up, man?
How you doing, Noel?
Very, very good. I'm just addressing the Game of Thrones thing. Every other year, there seems to be like the best show of TV ever. This year, I guess this area, I guess it's Game of Thrones. I like how you mentioned The Sopranos. To me, that still ranks as number one.
Yeah, but Sopranos are number one. In my all-time TV series, if I had to rank them, it would be Sopranos 1, Game of Thrones 2, and I'm telling you, this Billions on Showtime. I don't know how many people watch it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Band of Brothers. I will say this. Band of Brothers that HBO also did was one of the great miniseries, along with Pacific, that was on HBO.
Underrated. Band of Brothers. Underrated.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah, I just have a couple of things to say about Toronto in general and about the Raptors specifically. Yeah, Toronto's kind of like on the hated list in Canada, but it's got a lot of reasons for it. It's on the East Coast, has lots of similarities to New York City, just a smaller, more high-tech version of it. As a matter of fact, if you look back at Saturday Night Magazine years ago, they had an article on Vince Carter and how tough it was to get the early round of good players to Toronto. And they said that one of the reasons was it didn't have a similar ethnic makeup as the cities that where they came from in the East Coast of North America, like Chicago, New York, and places like that. And, that's what makes Toronto so unique, and a lot of people find that kind of a huge cultural shift, I guess, going from one coast to the other. So, you know, whether it's deserved or not, it definitely is a lot different than most other cities in Canada.
Well, thank you.
Throw that out there.
All right, well, thank you, Noel. I appreciate the call in Toronto, listening on AM 590. I've been just, my Twitter feed is blown up with people from Canada. A lot of them like Toronto, a lot of them don't. It's kind of like New York City. In America, you either love the place or you hate it, right? Let's go to Dakota in Dallas, Texas, listening on 105.3. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Dakota.
I've never seen a Game of Thrones episode. I've never really had a desire to watch one. but I would probably rather watch that than watch this Preakness Stakes after what a sham this Kentucky Derby was. After they, the fix was in with that one, I think. I think it was pretty obvious. Someone made a call into that room, into the steward's room.
You talk about the Derby. There was the jockey got thrown off of like Bodie's Express or something today, but that happens in horse racing. And I don't think there was a fix. And I appreciate the call, Dakota, from Dallas, listening on 105.3. In the Derby, there was obstruction, and ironically, it was the horse that won today that was cut off. War of Will, and I made the mistake of forgetting horses. I was going quick. I normally only bet the Triple Crown through the horse racing app, and I bet the 7, not War of Will, after I bet War of Will in the Derby. So why'd I change? By the way, speaking of the Preakness today, Mraz, who is the producer for DA on the CBS Sports Radio Network, and also he'll fill in for me and other weekend hosts, does a good job. He's such a New Yorker. He posted this after the Preakness today. He said on Twitter, at Mraz, M-R-A-Z, CBS, if there was any proof a horse doesn't know it is in a race, it's the loose horse finishing last, thinking it's on a casual jog with friends. Mraz, and I was talking to Grillo. He's kind of like the dad and Family Guy.
If a horse throws a driver, or is he called a rider, and the rider gets thrown, and he runs all around the track, does he know he threw his rider?
Telling you, I love Mraz. I really do. I think the guy is a huge talent. He's amazing. Fantastic. Let's go to Jack in Baltimore, Maryland, before we get to a McCann update. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. We're a big Game of Thrones fans. I watch it with my wife and son, but I tell him, if you're disappointed in the plot, the same thing Sonny told C in The Bronx Tale, Mickey Mantle ain't paying your rent. The other thing I saw today on heavyweight boxing, did you realize there's an American boxer, first time in a long time, wears the heavyweight belt from Alabama? It was on CBS Morning Sports. I'd like to know more about this guy. His daughter has spina bifida, and he's takes care of her and told her when she's 1 year old he's going to win the championship. I was really moved by him.
You know what? I'll look it up during the update coming up here. And thank you, Jack, in Baltimore, Maryland. Boxing does a horrible job. Hey, the American boxing culture and marketing now, since Mayweather said goodbye and just cashed in, it's just the PR side of it, the way the sport was controlled by two promoters, and It had no future blueprint. It's just dead in the water. And I know they're trying to bring it back with some of these auxiliary TV networks, but just horrible marketing. Really is. But I will look up that Alabama boxer. I'm curious. Warriors are starting to pull away from Portland in Portland.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are live across North America each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Grillo, Montanaro, we're back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. McCann with another update here in about 20 minutes. It has gone final out in Portland, Oregon, 110-99. Golden State outscored the Blazers in the second half, 57-33. They now lead the Western Conference Finals 3-0. Wow. They look like they were mailing it in. Halftime, Blazers are sitting on 63. Curry had 36. Draymond had 20 points, 13 boards, and 12 assists. Klay, 19-5-5. Amazing. And they're doing this without Durant, without Cousins, and it shows they don't need them. And the experience factor, the deeper you get into the playoffs, and Toronto's gone through this, and we'll see with Milwaukee beginning with game three tomorrow night. And if Milwaukee gets through to the NBA Finals, the experience of Golden State, and they've been there, they've done that. They are one of the great teams ever in NBA history. I think they can go into that dynasty category in conversation in my mind. So we'll talk about the NBA playoffs more later in this broadcast. And then we'll say probably 20, 25 minutes. We'll get into, is Zion going to be the new face of the NBA? LeBron's not even up for the MVP. Okay. You know, your two biggest names could be Zion and New Orleans. He got Harden, who scores, but he's not getting rings. And we'll see if G can go get a ring in Milwaukee. And you got your obvious stars, the big three with the Warriors. You got Dame with Portland. So we'll touch on that later. I got a lot to get to. We've had some wonderful conversation in the first hour and 40 minutes by asking what's more important this weekend. You have the final episode of the Game of Thrones epic series on Sunday night on HBO. You have the Brooks Koepka Invitational. That would be the Brooks Koepka Invitational at Bethpage Black at the PGA Championship, and he's got that seven-shot lead going into the final 18 on Sunday. NBA playoffs, had another great game tonight with Golden State winning 110-99 over Portland. Stanley Cup playoffs, Blues and the Sharks, has a seven-game feel to it. The series tied at two. You have your local baseball interest. You had the Preakness, the second leg of the Triple Crown today. And you have a WWE pay-per-view event on Sunday night. So what's the one thing? You can only pick one. What's the most important thing to you this weekend? Answer that question at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's roll back out to the audience. Grillo and Montanaro are doing a great job producing this show. Always appreciate everybody behind the scenes. I'm telling you right now, in my 27 years of doing a talk show, the people back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City do it better than anybody I've ever worked with. Let's go to Telly in our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Telly.
Hey, you hear me?
Yeah, you know, we're going to put you on hold. I'll come back to you. You're going through a bad mobile area. We'll go to Joe in Ohio. Thanks for the wait. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Bill. You're mixing metaphors, and I appreciate that, which is why I called. Because I grew up playing ice hockey both in Michigan and Northeast Ohio, but I'm from Southeast Ohio now. And the Blue Jackets had a great stand. So if I pick one important thing, it's I'd really like to see the Blues beat the Sharks, because it's all about, like, franchises. And as far as Game of Thrones goes, I've never watched it yet. I look forward to checking it out someday. I figure someday I'm getting old. And I'll be in a nursing home, and I can serial watch it. It's supposed to be a good show. But when you mix pop culture and sports, that's a stretch, you know? Because the fix is in. It's all about franchises. And you know, like I say, I grew up in Michigan, where everybody played hockey like they played baseball, right? And I moved to Ohio. Heck, I was a hockey star in the 70s. Because people didn't play hockey down here. And when you, get teams like from San Jose and Tennessee, I don't know, the down south, it all gets back to the money. So where's it going to go, though? The Bruins, now see, the Bruins, they're old school, right?
No one's going to beat them. St. Louis or San Jose will not beat Boston four times in a seven-game series.
That's what I'm hoping for, and that's who beat Columbus. You know, the Blue Jackets, they got it going on, But today, their general manager, I think he is, or one, you know, one of those higher ups, bailed. I just saw that recently. And again, it all gets back to the Benjamins. I appreciate that you're mixing pop culture and sports, because the fix is always in. I mean, it's the same as politics. There you go.
All right. Well, thank you. And Joe, thanks for listening. In Ohio, speaking of politics, one of the key battleground states when you look ahead to the 2020 election. You want to join us live? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. I'll read some tweets coming up. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Gator Duke in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening. Listen, today, for me anyway, I don't know about anybody else, it vindicated the judges that made the call 2 weeks ago, because obviously this horse got shut down in the Derby and might have won the Derby. Just by going by the race today, where he had a clear path and he just won the race, the one. I mean, he was out of the one hole 2 weeks ago. He got shut down in the stretch. I just think that the now, more than ever now I'm wrong, because they were right in what they did.
Thank you, Gator Duke, down in Fort Lauderdale. And I told everybody at the start of this broadcast that normally I'll bet the ponies, you know, during the Triple Crown, once in a while, you know, Breeders' Cup, some of the bigger races, hanging out with my brother. And I bet War of Will, and I told you after the Derby when doing this show that War of Will was coming, and he was the one who was obstructed, and he got nothing out of it. So today I'm rushing around. Kids are at the pool. It's like 80 degrees on the west side of Michigan. I want to get a bet in. And I had a complete blank in my brain. Didn't bet War of Will. Thought I was betting, you know, the seven horse who was, yeah, I got confused. And I bet War of Will in the Derby. Didn't bet him today. Anyone. That's why they keep building bigger hotels and bigger casinos. Comments coming in at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Brian Tunley comments, Blazers blow another huge lead and the Warriors take another win for them. Matt in Cleveland tweets at Saturday Huge, listening to 92.3 FM. Game of Thrones is great, but it's overrated. A lot of Game of Thrones was very boring. I could never go back and watch it from the start. It's great, but it is recency and popularity bias. It's definitely not the best show ever. For me, one, The Shield, two, The Wire. Yeah, The Wire was awesome. That was fantastic. Thank you, Matt, in Cleveland, home of the future Super Bowl champion, Cleveland Browns. Chuck Meadows is listening in White House, Tennessee. He tweets at Saturday Huge, I am watching the PGA Championship as well as the NHL World Cup Finals. I'm listening to you in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. We'll head back to White House in Tennessee, not in D.C., on Sunday morning. Well, thank you, Chuck Meadows. Doug comments from San Diego, California, in regards to why so many people were begging on Toronto earlier. He broke down the Canadian cities. Winnipeg is Detroit, cold and run down. Banff is Vail. Ottawa is Washington, D.C. Montreal is New Orleans. Halifax is Boston. Prince Edward Island is Rhode Island. Regina is Fargo. We visit your Hawaii, Disney, San Diego, Florida, Phoenix, Vegas. Thanks. So I must be a Canadian living out in San Diego. Also, when I go out golfing to Palm Springs every spring, I see a ton of Canadians out in Palm Springs. Steve Van Smack tweets at Saturday Huge, and Steve is listening down in Florida in regards to the conversation about a prequel that they were talking about, Game of Thrones on HBO. Steve Van Smack tweets at Saturday Huge, the prequel is going to take place 1,000 years before what we're watching now. There won't be any dragons, and there's not going to be a bunch of Targaryen incest. Well, thank you, Steve, for that update. I do appreciate it. Carrie Mechanic tweets at Saturday Huge from Fox Valley, Saskatchewan. We love Toronto and Saskatchewan, Jays, Raptors, and the odd Leafs fan. Now, Robert Schneider is listening in Bexley, Ohio, and he tweets at Saturday Huge, Bill, Indy 500 qualifying is number one for me. Some people sweating big cojones tomorrow. Warmer than heck here in Columbus, Ohio. Bob. Well, thank you, Bob, for listening. David tweets at Saturday Huge from Tampa, Florida. Oh, yes, as a Edmontonian, the whole world revolves around Toronto and Canada. It's sickening. Kyle Dryman comments, hell yeah, screw Toronto. They think they are the center of the universe. Sincerely, Calgary. Wow. I mean, we're just talking about the Raptors, and I'm like, and Game of Thrones is Canada behind it. And I think we created a Canadian province war. Keith Stern tweets at Saturday Huge from Kaukauna, Wisconsin. He says, Sunday night's winner is WWE Money in the Bank, which is taking place in Hartford, Connecticut. Matt from Pennsylvania tweets, never seen one episode of Game of Thrones. I mentioned I did the question of the day with my audience, my statewide afternoon show in Michigan, and it was 50-50, and I was surprised it was that much. I thought it'd be like 70-30. It was 50-50. Jam C comments from Calgary, there are more cities in Canada than Toronto. You can comment 24/7 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Also join in on the conversation, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I do want to thank Grillo and Montanaro producing the first 2 hours. I know their shift is ending. Horowitz and Moriello are coming in, but Grillo's a pro. Thank you, Alicia Montanaro, for your hard work. It was a fast 2 hours. Wonderful conversation. We still have 2 hours remaining. I'm live 355 radio stations in North America. If you're losing a radio signal, XM Sirius Channel 206, CBS Sports app. You can listen to CBS Sports Radio 24/7, and also CBSSportsRadio.com will have all the podcasts if you miss any of the Saturday Night Huge Show. So go live right now, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I'm reading more tweets at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.